ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
To the Chet Buchanan Show.
At 6 o'clock on Thursday, the 26th day of June, she's Michaela Gordon, he's Adrian Hernandez. We are 24 hours away from the world premiere of the video from Michaela Gordon's song, Lucky. I won't call it her new song, but you might not be familiar with it. It's a couple years old, right?
Yeah, 2 years old.
And it's a love letter to your now wife, Lisa, at the time. At the time, was she your fiance?
When I wrote this song, no. She was just my girlfriend.
I love that.
Yeah.
How long ago did you write it?
I wrote this song almost 3 years ago.
Hang on. You know what? I'm not asking you any other questions.
Okay.
So I want to talk to you about this tomorrow.
You got it.
I have the grand plan. Literally, it'll be two breaks on the radio. And I'm grinding on this like it's... to be honest with you... 702 Day has way more moving parts.
Yeah.
Right? 702 Day next Wednesday at Whiskey Stadium, where we're going to do a two-hour broadcast. We're going to celebrate 702 Day. I have very exciting news that I'll tell you at 7 o'clock.
Come on.
Okay?
Can't wait.
That thing has tentacles. It's got moving parts. It's got trap doors. It's got pitfalls. It's got... people getting involved. It's got all kinds of fingers in the soup. Everything. That thing? Yeah, that's going to happen one way or another. Next Wednesday, that's just going to happen.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, that'll take a grand total of 15 minutes. I'm obsessed with
it. No!
Right, oh my God, no. I have so many things planned out. No.
You know why? Because you know how much it means to me. It's like very personal. So I feel like maybe that's why you're taking
it
like that.
No, that's not it.
I didn't think that was. I just wanted to make you look good. I'm just kidding.
No, I'm kidding. No, I just think, I don't know. I'm just excited about it.
I love it. Thank you so much.
I think it's fun. You know, but I think, yes, to your point, yes, in a manner of speaking, this is personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Your dad's going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
Who I love.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen Rocky. I couldn't tell you the last time I've seen your dad.
I know.
In person.
Probably not since...
a decade.
Cimarron?
No, a decade.
Okay.
Okay. In the last 20 years since I've known you...
yeah.
I've seen your dad like twice.
That's wild.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But like it feels like we see each other all the time.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. I know. I'm really excited. I kind of told you this yesterday, but... when I wrote the album, I was in such a difficult place. So yesterday when I was driving home, I was reflecting on the 2 years that have gone by. I just couldn't have seen my life being where it is right now.
Weird, right?
To be honest, I didn't think it was going to be this good. And I feel so overwhelmed with emotion. I'm emotional anyway, but it is really personal.
I'm glad you put in the, I didn't think it would be this good. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, right.
You know, so, well, I didn't realize this would happen. Jesus.
And then this is what I got.
Oh, my God.
I was so depressed 2 years ago, and look at me now.
This is how far I've fallen. Oh, my God.
I thought things were going to get so good, and they didn't. It's, so that sucks.
It's such a disappointment.
It's awesome.
And, yeah. My parents had such high hopes.
Yeah, it just goes too long.
No, you know I'm talking about me at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay.
No, so tomorrow at like 9:15, And Blumenblinds in Henderson, our buddy Jay Stu, who, by the way, Jay Stu's not coming tomorrow.
Which is unbelievable.
He's off at a conference. He said, trust me, we're getting the better of the deal. His lovely wife, Molly, is coming.
Oh,
and
I haven't met her.
My friend, Melissa Cipriano, who's with Children's Heart Foundation. She used to be with Candlelighters forever ago when I was involved with them. And so those two were delivering food from Craft Kitchen in Henderson tomorrow morning.
It's amazing.
The reason why we bring it all up, A, hopefully you'll listen on the show,
mm-hmm.
but B, even better, show up in person.
Yeah.
We're at Tenaya, Warm Springs in Tenaya, right about 9 o'clock, first 50 or so, we've got breakfast.
Yeah.
And we'd just love to see you if you wanted to come by and support mm-hmm. and just hang out. It's not a big deal. If you could just drop us a note. Actually, there's a few folks coming.
Really?
Yeah. So it's just going to be great tomorrow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so you know, just so you know, we'll pull back the curtain just a little bit. Big meeting yesterday. Corner Office JB, chief engineer Tracy Teagarden, all of that. How many microphones will we need? I said one.
Yeah.
One. Mm-hmm. That microphone will stay with me.
Yeah.
Because I don't want you getting overrun by your family and Frankie Shinta, and all of a sudden we've lost control of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, there's going to be a lot of Italians in the room, so it's probably best you just have one microphone. You're the boss.
Thank you.
Everyone has to listen. That was good. That was really great.
No. It's forward not, thinking. It's not boss and everybody has to listen. It would just be a good idea to be able to, dare I say, filter, perhaps. And navigate.
Absolutely.
Direct, if you will.
I hear exactly what you're saying.
Just a maybe. Mm-hmm. So it's just enough.
Yep.
But not too much.
Exactly. Feel this.
Coming up in moments on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Jeez, everybody. It's almost Friday. Ooh, it's almost 4th of July week. It's almost 7:02 day.
You deserve it.
There's a lot to look forward to. Adrian. Thank you for starting your day. Adrian's like, what the hell's going on? 98.5 KLZC. There was a flurry of activity in the producer. Not bad. Not bad, bro. Not bad.
It was really good.
Yeah, you've been practicing.
Yeah, it's going back.
He got in his car yesterday and was like, don't practice.
For 7:02 day, we have custom Chet Buchanan Show kazoos. If you don't have a musical instrument for 7:02 day, did you notice a smattering of social activity yesterday? Our friends at Whiskey Stadium.
Oh, yes.
Spit something out, made us collaborators. And then people were like, we're going to go. And then last night at the Aces game, and this is where, you know, when people are just coming up to you random, hey, what's this thing about? Like they're in our universe, and it's easy for us here in the studio. We've got headphones on. We hear our voices in our own heads. You know what? And we think everybody's listening.
Yeah.
Right. Nobody's listening.
Yes.
Nobody's ever listening. You have to explain things 7,000 times, and then they might get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might understand.
Yeah.
You'd be amazed how many years people go, oh, toy drive, is that now?
The greatest lesson I've learned here so far is that you genuinely have to explain all the time,
mm-hmm.
even in life, for no other reason than people are listening on bated breath. Like,
we'll be 6 days into toy drive,
mm-hmm.
and people who claim to be, you know, one step removed from family will be like, oh, is that happening right now? You know, stuff that's our entire world.
Yeah, of course.
So 7:02 day, I had people coming up to me last night going, what's this thing? What is it?
Yeah.
So it looks, it's, you know, awesome. What I mean? So it's got that look about it that it's going to be fun and it's going to be cool and people are interested. So
absolutely.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Next Wednesday, Whiskey Stadium, 4 to 6 in the afternoon, a pretty big update coming up at 7 o'clock
Ooh,
this morning.
Okay.
Did you have something? You look like you had something.
No, I'm just excited. I like to see the hype train get bigger.
You are excited.
Let's go.
What do you got going on today? You're pressed and cleaned and hair combed and like everything.
Chad, I just got at least 5 hours of sleep. That's
fair.
All.
Fair. You know what? That's, don't we understand? Don't we get that?
Rested.
Same thing. My wife goes, what's your big deal today? She kind of like,
what's your big deal today?
Well, she gives the one, well, because I showered.
Why are you happy?
Well, I showered and shaved.
Of course.
I showered and shaved. She's like, what are you getting all? And I go, because you know what? There ain't going to be no time if I don't do it. Your first pick is coming up in just a minute. How do I explain? What did I write? The salesman was a jerk, but he had the best deal. Yet, let me expand this out one more sentence. Yeah, the salesman was a jerk to the point of where the mother and daughter do not want to go back.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But he far and away had the best pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick. Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
702-364-9898, if you will. Ricky in Green Valley says, my daughter was shopping for a used car. My wife and I went with her. Sales guy at one dealership barely addressed her. He only talked to me, only shook my hand. I made it very clear that I wasn't shopping, that it was my daughter. Here's the deal. He had the best price and really the best vehicle, and it wasn't even close. So I say, that's the way she should go.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just being, he says, yeah, the guy's a tool. It's great. It's a great line. Yeah, the guy's a tool, but be pragmatic. It's the best deal. It's the best car.
Sure.
My daughter and my wife would.
What?
My daughter and my wife would rather light themselves on fire than go back to that dealership.
I feel that.
What would you guys do? What would you guys do?
Oi.
Yeah. So, okay. So I would put it up to a vote. I know what I would do. And it, yeah. But, and I really believe this is one of those, to take it back in the day, this is a Venus Mars thing. It's a guys feel one way, girls feel the other way. It's the difference. It's truly the difference between women and men.
Yeah.
I'll just say it straight out. Give me a one word answer. You'd never go back there.
I would.
You would.
I needed the 5 minutes to change change of heart from when you first told us this predicament until now. I had one decision, and then I thought about it.
Just hearing about it initially, and you went, "I've made up my mind," and yes. Then you hear the details.
Then I heard it now, and I said, "Okay, get logical."
Yeah, you're in that headspace too. That's funny. That's the headspace you're in right now too. It's kind of that funny thing. The whole show is kind of in that reevaluating our lives,
yeah,
situation. So you're digging that ditch right now.
Well, also because everything is so expensive, I'm not going to cut my nose to spite my face.
Well, so there you go. Yeah, what would y'all do? 702-364-9898. Sales is awful, but and you're putting money in his pocket. I can hear. I can hear all.
I know.
I can hear all of the objections from the wife and the daughter. Can you overcome it? 702-364-9898.
On the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Now let's go through it really quick. Ricky in Green Valley, his daughter was looking for a used car. Ricky and his wife went with her. One guy at one dealership didn't only talk to Ricky. Only shook Ricky's hand. And Ricky goes, I made it very clear that I was not shopping, that it was my daughter. It's her money. It's her sale. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, though. The guy kept at it with Ricky, and it wasn't even close. He had the best deal and the best car. So, of course. Okay. No, you know what, Mika?
What?
If I got treated like that, I've done that before. Where if you ignore me, I get really mad.
Yeah.
I do. If you ignore me, and I'm not there. No, you know what? No, I'm not buying a stupid car.
Oh, so you're out.
No, I think I'm out.
Okay.
I think I'm out. Derek, you're in, right?
I'm in.
You're still buying the car from the guy, even though he disrespected your wife and your daughter and didn't pay attention to them. And even though it's your daughter buying the car, I'm not trying to convince you. I'm asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, understood. I mean, obviously, I'm not buying the car, but I probably would still go if, you know, because I think she'll get over it once she enjoys the car, if it's the best car, best deal.
Sure.
So, sure. But I, yeah, definitely, it really matters what you're buying. If it's something small and you're saving 20, you know, 40 bucks out, but something big like that, I would definitely go with it.
Yeah, well, they're probably saving hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
Better car.
Yep.
I don't know, man. Because I was firmly on the side of buy the car.
Yeah.
Get over yourself. And then I thought about it, and you catch me in the right mood. And
yeah.
I'm not pretty. Derek, thank you, buddy. Have a great day. I'm not pretty when I'm in those moods.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that.
Yeah.
In fact, I did it not long ago to the point of where I went back and I apologized.
Stop it.
So I said I was bad. It's not my favorite moment.
Good for you for apologizing.
And it was to a server, but I was paying the bill. Like she didn't even look at me. You know what I mean? And my friend that I was with was being big personality. You know what I mean? And it was just, but it was just so frustrating.
Yeah, it's annoying. Listen, you're not wrong. Years ago, I went with a best friend to buy a couch, and the sales guy was looking at me, not looking at her.
Male or female friend.
It was a female friend,
okay.
But he was looking at me, but she was buying the couch and giving the details of what she wanted. Finally, she said, are you selling her the couch or are you selling me the couch? Come on, bro.
God.
And we felt that.
Man, I'm really torn now. Only because I know if you catch me on the wrong day like that, which, by the way, I'm mortified telling you the story right now. I'm flop sweating so bad.
Oh my God, no, everyone's done it.
Oh my pits are so sweaty right now. It's so gross because I'm so embarrassed.
No.
That I behaved poorly. I really did go back and apologize.
Yeah, well, there.
Michael, are you buying from the guy? Are you buying from the guy that didn't pay attention to the person who's actually making the purchase?
No, I'm not buying from him at all, but I am going to buy from that dealership, and I'm going to kind of go in, find a different salesperson, and then kind of stick it to the guy, make sure he's there, and stick it to him and say, yeah, you know, you kind of blew the gig here, and, you know, understand that this is your fault. 1 billion.
Dude, it's so smart because you know that another salesperson can offer you the same deal because the guy just did. So you just do it with the other guy.
Let me talk to my manager. No manager. We've already got it. That guy right there.
Okay, I think this guy changed my mind again.
Ooh, Michael, so good. So good. Oh, wow, Didi. Yeah, Didi, you're not buying from him.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Didi.
No, you're way behind the caution. I already said, Didi, you're not buying from him, right? That's weird.
No. I had a very similar situation happen, but it was reversed. I was with my son, and we had already determined we were buying this specific vehicle. And the guy kept talking to me. He took us out on a test drive. He would only let us make right turns. We couldn't get on the freeway. And I was like, what the hell are we doing here?
What?
So I went to it was the most bizarre thing. And they're like, oh, yeah, we can't take you on the freeway. And I was like, well, then how in the hell are we supposed to know if this car drives?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Anything on the freeway. It was so dumb. So I was like, you know what? I'm not dealing with I wouldn't even deal with the dealership. So I went to a completely different dealership. Shout out to Finley. And bought the exact car, told them, hey, I went to the other dealership. This is the price they gave me. Can you beat it? And
smart.
They said, absolutely.
Yep, yep.
They beat the price. I got a better, higher level vehicle.
Smart.
The other one was calling me, hey, can we make a deal? Make a deal. And I was like, yeah, you know what? You're about 24 hours too late. I bought it from Finley. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Do not contact me.
Yes. Yeah, right. Didi, stick it to the man.
Started slow, but finished strong.
Nice job,
Didi.
She changed my mind for
proud
sure.
Proud of you.
Yeah.
Way to go, dude. Have a great day.
No regrets.
Thanks,
no regrets.
See you soon.
Yeah, because personally, my nephew's 15, so we're looking at budget of what he can get, and it's very expensive. He doesn't have a lot of money because he's 15. You know what I'm saying? Like, but we want him to be a little responsible. So I feel like I would say I don't want to cut our nose to spite our face and deal with it. But these arguments.
After all of that, we have not heard the other side.
Okay.
Perhaps being the voice of reason. Hello, Christine.
Hi, is it me?
Yeah.
Are you Christine?
I'm Kirsten.
Oh, Kirsten.
My bad.
Close enough.
I'll take one.
Yeah, you know what? That's fine. Hi, Kirsten.
Hi.
So, okay, voice of reason. You say stick with the original guy even though he was a jerk.
Yeah, because I don't think he was. I think it's a very old school mentality when it comes to sales, out of respect. Like, I used to do sales, and when you approach a couple or, you know, a family, if I'm a woman, I'm mostly addressing the woman. And if you're a man, I think it's out of respect to mostly address the man.
Even if the man goes, I'm not the one buying?
Yes.
Huh. I don't know.
I think it's a proper like form of like communication and respect and like not crossing boundaries. Like, I think it just comes naturally to some men to communicate with other men as far as like, oh, I'm going to talk to you like your wife and your daughter.
And it is old school. You're right.
Now, I agree with all of that. Until we know that he's not purchasing the car. I feel like I would give the respect to the person purchasing, whether it be man or woman, like to still give respect to the man and he's not shelling the money. I wouldn't see.
I get the mentality behind it because Kirsten knows that dad still holds a lot of weight here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That dad, she's the one buying, but dad's there for a reason. You know, mom and dad are there to make sure she doesn't get ripped off. We're going to make sure you get a good deal and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So at the end of the day, I hear what you're saying. You know that dad's the gatekeeper.
Yeah, I think he could have been better at it, but I don't think he should be, like, punished for it. Like, you know, like, oh, he didn't do a great job at the situation, but it's not going to stop us from buying the car.
Yeah, he shouldn't have completely ignored the other people. He could still lean dad's direction and, you know, and be in dad's ear. Psst, 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 psst. But you got to pay attention to the other folks, too. Yeah, I hear you. No, Kirsten, I hear you. I don't know that I agree with you, but I hear you. Yeah.
I'm right. So excited that I finally got on the air with you guys. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, where you been?
What's up, Mama?
Where have you been? God dang it. We're here.
We got her.
We're here every day, and we've been waiting and waiting. And then, well, maybe, oh, God, I know what the problem is. We thought your name was Christine.
In the morning, the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
But they'll be there. Doesn't matter. They'll be there. Adrian, what were you telling me a second ago?
There's a viral story going around about a Beyonce concert where a group of friends traveled to Paris. And on their way to the concert in the subway, one of the friends had passed away because they had a heart attack.
What? Oh, drugs?
No. Well, pre-existing conditions.
No, like bad heart valve like me?
Yeah.
Or
something
like that.
And so
he has his fourth cup of coffee of the day.
I know, I swear to God. I'm like, I can't imagine when my heart's beating out of my chest.
Before 7 a.m. So apparently existing conditions.
Sure.
Passed away. Friends decide they're like, well, what do we do? Do we still go to the show? Because they were on their way to the concert. And they decided that the best thing that they would do is to go because that's what their friend would have wanted to do.
And are they just getting flamed?
Dragged.
Honestly, it's half and half. I think mainly because since they did travel from, it was in Paris. And some of the friends came from the States. They're like, listen, man, you spend all this money. Like, we'd have
You're
to go.
You're still going, aren't you? You're still going.
Listen, I want to be completely honest with you with these videos because they made it content, right?
No, lie to me.
Well, sometimes I do, but right now I'm going to be very honest. Like watching the videos, I'm like, because they made it content. Obviously, this is why we know because they didn't go to therapy. They just wanted to tell the internet on TikTok.
Yeah, of course.
But like in explaining the story, like I don't see an ounce of sadness.
So I'm going to ask the question again. You're going, aren't you?
Yes.
What else are you going to do?
Hell no, I'm not going.
What are you going to do? You go cry in your hotel room?
I would be with to pass away in a different country, I feel like there's so many logistics. I'd be with my friend.
But it's weird. But it's also weird. Like, so you're on the tube, you know, whatever they call it in Paris.
Yeah.
You're on the subway. Because London, they call it the tube. Because, you know, I've been to London. No, but
name
you're on
drop.
The, but you're on the, oh yeah. No, excuse me, I dropped something. I picked this up. No, but you're on the thing. You're on the thing. You're going to the show.
Yeah.
Right? But isn't it going to take a while anyway? Aren't you probably going to miss? Maybe they were going early.
Like, are you just like, got me looking crazy in love? Oh, poor Johnny passed away 5 minutes ago. Like the amount of emotions going on. No way.
Yeah, because have fun? Because you're already sad.
We need to twerk to Beyonce and they'll be like, oh, my pal.
Hold up. We got stuff to do. I'm going to move this to the 177-second survey.
Yeah.
First blush, if you ask me what I'm going to, if you ask me to answer you, are you going or not? Of course, the answer is no, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Adrian has the benefit of perspective. Because he got to think about it for a while. And also, that's my boy. That's what he would do. I would be shocked if you didn't say you were going. You know what I mean? You're pragmatic that way. You're like, well, I'm already here. What else?
Yeah.
What else am I going to do? That is the secondary question. Okay, well, so you're not, no, you can't go. Oh my God, what kind of a monster are you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what else are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. I just can't wrap my head around like the twerking after a friend. Nobody says you have to twerk.
Maybe you go to Beyonce, you don't twerk.
What are you doing at Beyonce if you're not twerking? Slow dancing?
Is that really?
Waltzing?
Okay, well, you've just convinced me. I'm never going to a Beyonce concert if I actually have to twerk.
Good. Good.
Okay.
Good response. Solid.
I have nothing to say. Yeah. I literally have nothing to say. I went blank and I went, good.
And I'm looking at you like solid, solid comeback.
I have nothing.
Ooh, yeah. Burn.
Yeah, you got me.
Well, I'm convinced.
Way to go, Michaela. You showed him. Slow down. Oh my God.
Ah, she double gooded me.
Woo!
Damn it.
Don't start with me.
She rolled double sixes and double gooded me.
Is my face red? Okay.
Not as red as mine. Stupid. The whole thing's fun. All right, good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a feeling.
This is one of those great good feeling stories of the day. It's awesome. It's amazing. It's fantastic. It will make you feel like the biggest piece of garbage.
Oh, good.
Oh, no, because this 12-year-old is so much better than you. You'd be like, you know.
He's so wise.
Well, because I start looking around and I go, yeah, no, this is pretty great. What do you do? Well, we sit around and we talk about current events, you know, like, you know, people dying on the subway and still going to twerk at Beyonce concerts. Yeah. And I play the kazoo.
God, he's so
this kid's doing this, right? No wonder my father was disappointed. He got over it.
Yeah.
But good feeling stories.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Yes, I said that on the air on purpose. So everybody knew that we were running late. We got to go. It's your good feeling story of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. If I say things on the air like, yeah, we're running late, we got to go. Go. You didn't know the mic was on. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
If you hear Michaela at the end of a break go, I'm going to go pee. Mm-hmm. That's usually because her mic's not off.
Yes.
And that's, but also fun.
Yes.
Because somebody told me the other day, they were like, I love that when that happens. And I went, really? They're like, no, it's just real.
It's just honest. Yeah, just behind the scenes.
Hey, this kid, UV Agarwal, a 12-year-old kid from Houston, Texas, founded an organization called Wild Tunes back in 2023, way back in 2023. 2015 feels like it was yesterday. 2023 feels like it was 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That weird?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he founded Wild Tunes a couple of years ago to calm down stressed shelter animals with live music.
Oh, my God.
Side story, they did during Nevada Reading Week a couple of years ago, they had Animal Foundation had us come out and read books with kids to animals. I can't do it. I can't.
Wait, you just got a little book and sat down and read to these little people?
Took a book.
Little animals?
Took a book and you got like a third grader. and you kind of alternate, you share doing the reading.
Oh my God.
And we sat down in front of this little pit bull, or no, not a little, she was big. She's this big pity.
Oh my God.
And literally by the end of it, I'm holding back tears. Because she came over and sat in front of us and was like, okay, this is cool. Can I have a treat? Actually, can you just feed me the kid? No, that's rumor. All pit bulls aren't.
Wait, that's so cute.
No, she was so sweet. I called my wife. I said, I've got to get out of here or I'm bringing this dog home. So I can only imagine. So it's this nonprofit with the live music and all that. They've recruited about 100 volunteer musicians to perform at shelters in Houston, New Jersey,
oh my God,
and Denver. they find it's overwhelming. The reports back that they get that the animals are less stressed out. A lot of them immediately fall asleep, like for the first time, you know, just like where they stretch out.
And yeah.
Volunteer Sarah McDonough also plays music for the animals, believing that human interaction. I don't care about that. But this 12-year-old kid plans to expand this Wild Tunes thing nationwide based on his firsthand success in soothing shelter animals.
I'm amazed. I didn't even know that animals responded to live music like that, which is so crazy.
Well, I can't imagine you're jamming out, but I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Keeping it mellow.
I don't think any like hard rock and roll. It's like just nice stuff.
Yeah, if you're just like wailing.
I'm just belting drums, at the top of my lungs.
Drums, probably.
Yeah, they're like, who's this show for, Michaela? The animals or yourself?
No, you know who's...
I'm like, yay! What's up?
I believe the children are future. Uh-huh.
We bring out a choir. It just goes too far.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, dear.
Yeah, you probably don't need to wear the gown.
Oh. Okay. I don't know about that.
Can you even sing if you don't have the sparkly gown on?
Just full lashes, a spray tan. These animals.
No lashes. Just go.
Fine.
But like Rocky G, he'd be perfect for this. Seriously.
Rocky G
your
would
dad.
Be perfect.
Your dad with his saxophone.
Oh my God.
For the babies.
The babies.
God.
Do it one more time.
I'm emotional about it. Yeah. Do what one more time? I believe the children.
Mm-hmm.
Teach them well and let them lead the way. Thank you.
Yep.
Good feeling story of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers. Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
I think this is pretty cool music about, or pretty cool music, pretty cool announcement about 702 day coming up in 3.5 minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Obviously, we're having fun because it's 11 minutes after 7.
Yes.
On Thursday, the 26th day of June, 2025, she's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. 702 day is coming next Wednesday. Of course, first, we've got to do the world premiere of Michaela's video for her song,
Lucky,
tomorrow. At the Sound Space, powered by Verizon, you're invited. Our buddy Jay Stu, Super P1 Jay Stu,
yes,
who's across the country in Florida on the beach in Miami right now, listening online on the Odyssey app.
Mm-hmm.
But he has sprung for breakfast from Craft Kitchen in Henderson, and we'd love to have you come here right about, I don't know, 9:15, 9:30.
Yeah.
If you want to give it, here's what I can tell you. If you think you're coming, give us a heads up because we got to cap it at like 50.
Yeah.
So we can reserve you a spot. And just again, just heads up and just, hey, I'm coming. Or even drop in the DMs or on the text line or whatever. And we'll save you a spot. But, you know, once we're filled up, you know, but we'd love to have you.
Oh, absolutely.
Then next Wednesday, the first ever 702 day. At Whiskey Stadium, right across from Allegiant. They're doing 702 deal for $7.02. Oh, no, God, my favorite last
so
night.
So good.
No, a buddy of mine, I forget how it came up, but I go, so 702 day, you coming? And he goes, when is that? I said, 702. Oh.
Let me tell you something. As obvious as it seems.
Right.
I literally would have never even thought about 702 day. But like, yeah, July 2nd, like, hello.
Then my other favorite part about this, and I'll get to that part of the story in a minute. But so, $7.02, $12 pizzas from 4 to 6 at Whiskey Stadium. For $7.02, 702, get it? Casamigos Blanca, tequila, which is usually, trust me, that's like half off for both of those.
Mm-hmm.
The usual happy hour deals, food's amazing. They got everything you could want, you know, whatever. You know, is your fancy.
Yeah.
Most of us, if you are working on the third, that's a solid C+ effort.
Yes.
You know?
It is.
And we're not. So let's go.
Let's go. Let's have some fun.
And ladies and gentlemen, yesterday afternoon, received confirmation the mayor will be arriving at 4 p.m. to kick off 702.
Yes!
Where's my tattoo? Turn your mic on, Adrian. He was putting in such effort to play his kazoo.
I saw it in his face.
He was putting in such effort, and his mic wasn't on.
Yep, that's all right.
And we'll just isolate Adrian's mic.
I had it on, but nice. I don't know what was going on.
That was,
that's good.
Yeah. All right.
So, here's what's great. Here's what's great about this, too. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to jump ahead. I don't want to ruin the surprise.
Sure.
But on occasion, we have received proclamations on this show for different things, different activities, stuff like that. I just recognized the line of questioning that I received. So, tell me more. What is 702 Day? How did it come about? Why is it? Why are you doing 702 Day? That's got the... Can you smell that? Can you smell that, yeah. Michaela?
No.
Can you smell it?
A little bit.
Can you smell what that is?
Yep. Give me a hint, though.
you don't recognize the scent?
It's a, kind of.
That's the scent of a proclamation being printed up.
I was going to say that. I wish I would have now.
I wish you would have, too.
Yeah, I was going to say it.
No, that's all right. You knew.
Sorry. Yep, smells like it.
Got to trust it. Smells like
proclamation.
Smells like a proclamation.
Oh yeah, get me a car freshener.
But if it doesn't happen, whatever. Oh, you know that'll be fine. That's fine too.
Yeah, it's okay.
I have no expectations for 702 Day. I know we're gonna go. We're gonna have a great time. We're gonna do a live. We're gonna do a live broadcast from 4 to 6, and then right before we get done, the world's shortest and onlyest and first ever 702 Day parade. If you have a musical instrument, please bring it. We had a keytar, and then they remembered they have to go visit their family in Idaho.
Oh, come on.
Johnny Katz.
Yeah.
Johnny Katz was going to play the keytar. And I went, shut up. That's funny.
Yeah.
Keytar. And he goes, I really have one.
I love that. I wouldn't expect that he did that. Wow,
and then
man.
We have two saxophones. Right now, we have two saxophones, a trumpet, and a drum. Right, drum?
Yeah, we got my band, drums,
drum.
Bass.
What do you mean bass?
I don't know.
Because he can't carry an amp.
As I was saying it out loud.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but he'll be there, his presence.
But does he have something? Tambourine.
Oh,
I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Tambourine's
he
great.
Did. He said he did. I swear to God, he said he'd bring a tambourine. So yeah, he won't be playing the bass. He'll play the tambourine.
But whatever it is, we're going to take one step. We're going to do one note. And you go, but wait, I don't have an instrument. Yes, you do. Chet Buchanan Show kazoos.
Yes, you do.
For the first 100 and some odd, because I don't remember how many I've given out so far. Trust me, I'm handing them out like business.
Yeah. Hey,
like I'm running for election.
I love it.
Here, have a kazoo. And people are oddly excited about them.
Yeah.
Oddly. And most people, so a kazoo, if you haven't seen them recently, there's a skinny end and a fat end and a thing on top. Honestly, it looks like a one hitter, looks like a weed pipe. Don't act like you don't know.
I've never seen anything like that before.
No, God, no.
Are you kidding me? Never in my life. Don't go there.
So, and people will take it. And the part where the comes out is at the fat end of the kazoo. And you actually hum into the fat end. But most people, when they first get the kazoo, they go to the skinny end
and they
blow.
Oh, it does nothing.
Thinking, yeah, nothing. And even if you, and that end, not so much.
Right.
But this end, musical genius.
Musical genius.
So I can't wait.
It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be so, yeah. And yeah, your presence is mandatory. I mean, obviously yours, Michaela.
Oh, and no, yours, I wouldn't
Adrian,
miss
but
it.
I mean you listening. Your presence is mandatory next Wednesday, 702 Day, 4 to 6 p.m., just west of Allegiant Stadium, Whiskey Stadium. It's the one with the big LED boards on it, with the big signs.
Yeah.
And they're going to put, oh, my God, I can't wait until they get the 702 Day stuff up. Oh, that's cool.
So good.
Biggest moment of our careers.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not kidding. It's going to be great. Might as well get to it. Speaking of 702, that's our area code. Duh, you knew that. 702-364-9898. Bridget Magnus came out of nowhere yesterday. Snatched the title away from Rebecca Miller of Best of the West.
No, she killed
She's our new champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We have not one, not two, not three, but how many, Michaela?
Four
reserved seats to our advanced screening of Smurfs on Saturday, July 12th at a semi-undisclosed location. I may have disclosed once or twice. I didn't mean to.
Yeah, that's okay. It's in the past.
Thanks to our friends at Ally Global Marketing. Caller number 25 right now. It's 702-364-9890. You get to play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, and you get a chance to try and win those tickets right now. 702-364-9898. Call now and good luck.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people have normal lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
Let's go with Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Bridget Magnus, our brand new champion. Is that line one, Adrian?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, got it. Hi, Bridge.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
Hi.
I'm pretty darn good. How are you?
Yeah, it feels good to be the champ, doesn't it? God. One day I'll know. One day I'll know what that feels like. Mm-hmm. But that day is not today. You're the champ.
A winner, baby.
Who is our challenger?
That'll be Maddie Sorellos representing Paradise.
All right, then. Hi, Maddie.
Hey.
Hey. Make sure you buzz in with your name if you think you know the answer to the question. Do not answer until we call upon you, because you may think that you got in first, but that's not always the case. Our quiz master is the one and the only, the commissioner, because her last name's Gordon, Commissioner Gordon. Get it? You get it? You get it? Maddie, you get it?
Yep, got it.
Bridget, you get it?
Been into Batman since I was five. Of course,
yeah,
I
did. Of course, you get it. Yeah, yes. No, I can't get nothing by you. That's why you're the champion. Yes, it's the one, the only, Michaela Gordon.
This rapper, best known for songs like "What's Your Fantasy" and "Act a Fool," apparently made.
Is that Maddie?
Yeah,
Maddie.
Ludacris.
What'd you say?
Ludacris.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Yes, Matt and Maddie, make sure you speak up when you buzz in so we hear you real good.
Okay.
Challenger goes up one zip.
The last Liam Payne appearance is in a trailer for an upcoming Netflix competition series called Building the Band. What's the name of the band he came from?
Tricky. Oh, you guys.
Maddie.
For real? Maddie!
One Direction.
One Direction to go up two zip.
Yes.
Bridget, you okay?
Yeah. Just you just sure. Got ones that I didn't happen to know.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
That first one, I was slow on the draw, but yeah.
The champion's on the ropes. Challenger up two zip.
This former Disney star who recently got married is coming out with a cookbook far from her music career with songs like Heart Attack and Cool for the Summer. What's her name?
Three.
Maddie
for the win.
Is it Selena Gomez?
Is it Selena Gomez? It's so funny, you're close. Sorry, didn't mean to give a clue. Bridget, do you have an answer?
I have no idea.
To me, they're 1 and 1A because they were at the same time and everybody tried to pit them against each other.
1,000%.
She's talking about Demi Lovato, are
yes,
you not?
I am.
Yeah, Demi Lovato. All right. Maddie with two, Bridget still squadoosh, and I got one. Here's the thing, if I get three before either one of you, then you both go away and we just give the tickets out to caller 25. So don't let that happen. Maddie's got two, Bridget's got zero.
This singer who is engaged to Benny Blanco is now admitting her first crush was Ice Cube.
Bridget,
to get back in the game.
Yeah, I got back in the game because this one is
Quit stalling while you Google. Give us an answer.
Oh, come on. I'm driving. It's Selena Gomez.
It is Selena Gomez.
Yes, it is.
Maddie 2,
you threw
Bridget.
Me off with that first question.
Right?
I know.
Maddie 2, Bridget 1, I've got one.
Netflix is making a documentary about this late actress and singer's rise to fame as she stayed true to her beliefs. Best known for her role as Sandy in Grease. What's her name?
Bridget
for the tie.
Olivia Newton-John.
ONJ. Wow. Yes. I wonder if our buddy Michael Caprio, who's the PR guy for Chippendales and was the longtime PR person for Olivia Newton-John when she had a show here.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's involved in that. I would imagine.
Oh, probably.
We'll have to ask.
Yeah.
That's fun that we have a friend like that. And by extension, everybody in Vegas does too. You just didn't know it. Mm-hmm. Look at that. We're tied at two.
This singer sang Shake It Off at her famous football boyfriend's
Bridget for the win and to retain her title.
That would be Miss Taylor Swift.
Maddie, I am so sorry, but game over.
This is controversial.
Whoa. Game over. Yeah, Maddie, it really wasn't close. Sometimes it's close. That one wasn't even close. It was very. You want to go pull the tape, Adrian?
We'll look at the tape, man. Out of respect, but
yeah, no, it wasn't.
I feel like we should do another one because I know I said my name first.
Well, with respect, I feel like you should hang up the phone because you lost. So, I purposely made that uncomfortable. It's okay. Everybody,
it's okay.
Relax. It's all right.
You can rewind the tape later this afternoon.
Uh oh.
Wow.
The game is serious, you guys.
Sometimes
it means a lot.
Yeah.
She's going to be embarrassed by that outburst. Now we're definitely pulling the tape just
pull the tape.
So she can see.
Set up it a rematch.
Bridget! Maddie!
Yeah.
It was like,
Well, our girl won.
Well, congratulations, Bridget, two-time champion. And we're also getting you 4 reserve seats to our advanced screening of Smurfs on Saturday, July 12th at an undisclosed location. Thank you to Allied Global Marketing. Ooh. And we'll see you back here tomorrow on Friday to once again defend your title on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Question there, Michaela.
Tell me.
Literally, it wasn't even close. What am I supposed to do then?
I don't know. I know. I didn't even hear it when I read the questions. I am so bad at hearing.
Yeah. Okay, let me turn to Avery. Wasn't even close.
I felt like Bridget answered first.
Exactly. So, again, I'm saying it wasn't even close.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, when it was definite that Bridget answered first. What am I supposed to do there?
No, nothing. If you don't win, you don't win.
Yeah. I tried to soften it with humor. Joke didn't land.
I think it went over well.
Yeah, but that happens sometimes. Fine. All right, another chance for you to win stuff. NBA Youngboy tickets coming up with the 177-second survey. Give us about 10 minutes.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Oh, my God. You know what I want. 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, what you got there, Adrian?
We got John Stefan from Green Valley Ranch.
No way. Is that really how you say it? John Stefan.
Yeah, that's how you say it.
Yeah, it's got a little it's got a little ritmo to it. It's got a little rhythm. It's got a little, I like it. I like it a lot. You ready for your 177-second survey? John Stefan?
I'm ready.
Yeah, and you can't just say one without the other. You got to say John Stefan. You got to.
John Stefan.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's a great name.
I dig this. Okay.
Thank you.
So they're going to the Beyonce concert in Paris, a group of them. All girls, Adrian?
No, it's a mix.
Oh, dude.
It's the dude passed away.
How many people are there?
It was like 4 or 5, I think.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
Total?
But then the more.
So one friend lived in Paris, the rest traveled.
Is the guy who died?
No, traveled.
Different. The more you were telling it, though, I went, oh my God, is this like 8 people? You know?
No, it's a little crew, 4
okay.
or 5 people.
So one of them has a heart attack and dies on the subway. The rest of them go to the Beyonce show and post videos and whatnot. No, RIP. But there's, were they? Did you
literally
see the videos? Adrian, did you see the video?
Yeah.
Are they having a good time?
Yeah. There was just one. There was one video from the concert.
Right, right.
And they didn't look like they were going crazy, drunk, stupid, but they looked like they were having a good time.
Understood.
Listen, no one's going to a Beyonce concert and not dancing. I mean, it's hit after hit after hit. It just stresses me out that they're like,
I could do it.
Dancing. You're of a different kind. You're a beast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that what makes
but
me a beast?
Most people cannot resist the tunes of Beyoncé.
Oh,
so then
sure.
Your friend dies and you go and you're like, I love this song and our friend.
So, John Stefan. Are you okay with them? Like, well, we were on the way to the concert and just go, well.
No, I don't think I probably would have made it to the concert.
Okay, really? Now, really? So here's my question then. What do? Where do you go?
I mean, you got to stay there and handle the situation, right? Like, probably not family out there. You're probably traveling.
Yeah, okay. Maybe like the morgue.
Okay, so the morgue?
I mean,
yeah, where are they going to put the body?
No, I hear you. I played this out in my head, too, and I was like, okay, so then they call somebody. I don't know what they do in Paris.
Family,
it's not.
Right?
They pronounce them dead at the site.
Sure, of course. And they don't have 911, but whatever it is that they have.
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah, our friend, they died. Speak French, please. I can't. But still,
God.
Our friend. So then the guys show up. You take the body. See you later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then what do you do? Their family is back in America.
So, I don't think you go to the concert. I just think your trip's ruined. I think you eat it at that point.
I hear you. Where do you go? Do you go back to your hotel room?
The hotel, yeah. Open a bottle.
Yeah.
Okay. Why is that? Why is that? I know what Adrian. Do you want to say it or do you want me to say it?
You go ahead and say it.
What's the difference between, okay, we're going to go back to the hotel room, get hammered, or going to the concert?
A difference between drinking your sorrows away and celebrating, I feel like, in the moment right then.
Or honoring.
And
see?
Listen, okay, but Adrian.
It's all interpretation.
Go ahead, Michaela. Go ahead, Michaela.
I just feel like from a parent's perspective, if you have to call their mom and be like, they passed away in Paris, you're not going to be like, bye, and then go to the concert. She's going to be like, tell me where they are. Can you go with them? Find out all this information. Like, there's people that they're going to have to answer to. So you got to go with them wherever they go.
It's not going to take a whole day, though.
For the record, I'm not sure how I feel about this. I'm just asking questions to play devil's advocate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
2 hours later, 3 hours later, after the Beyonce concert, still going to be gone.
Yeah.
And like if the mom's going to travel to France for something?
Yeah. No, I hear everyone. It's just that. No.
I know. I get it. The answer from John Stefan and from Michaela and probably from me is no. But then when you ask, why not? The only thing that you, me, John Stefan can come up with is, well, because you just shouldn't. But we can't quantify it. John, I'm with you. You go back to the room and do whatever.
Yeah, I just feel like there's a lot of phone calls that got to be made. There's like responsibilities that have to happen.
They'll still be there.
I know, but
no less dead.
It would give me anxiety if I was at the Beyonce concert and my phone's lit up from the family. And I'm like, hang on, guys. I just got to get through emotions.
If they're in the hospital, totally different story.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the hospital. You don't go. You go to the hospital.
Yeah.
But they're not. They're not in the hospital.
No, we can't make this make sense. Bootylicious is playing, and the friend is gone.
You spent. You're going to spend all that money and not go? Financially, I can't do that. I can't eat it.
That's
a trip to Paris? Are you joking? I'm planning
a
trip to Europe right now. It's
you're
like a two-year thing.
What?
I'm not sick. I just can't. Like, that's expensive. I can't just eat it.
How much are they paying
And switch
you?
It. John, hey, if you got Super Bowl tickets and this happened, are you not going to go to the Super Bowl?
He's not going.
That man's not
going. My friend dies on the subway. I think I'd have to bail.
Unless it's the Broncos.
Yeah, John Stefanski.
Thank you.
Unless
it's the Broncos.
What? John Stefan.
Thank you.
John Stefan, yes. Take it back.
John Stefan. All right, two tickets to NBA Youngboy in November. Sunday, November 9th.
Take it back.
You're going to blow off the Broncos? You're going to blow off the Broncos for NBA Youngboy?
Or one of your friends?
I am.
Well, hopefully they'll play the early game. Hopefully they'll be the 10 o'clock game that day.
Hang on.
Somebody check the... Did you check the Broncos schedule to see if you're available?
Yeah, I'm available.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. All right, fine. Yeah. Then we're good.
Yeah, great.
All right, our work is done here. Hang on 1 second.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, no. This has been, what a great show today. It's been so much fun.
Yes.
But I've been torn emotionally the whole time. And it doesn't get any better. It doesn't get any better with relationship rehab coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It's, oh man, I don't know how I feel about this. You can ask me three different times and I'll give you three different answers. Or actually, I'll give you the same answer twice and then the other one once. Then ask me a fourth time and I'll make it even again. Because I'm flip-flopping like a freshly caught salmon right now. I'm not kidding. She got me Marcus in Aliante. She got me a really amazing gift, .. and I effing hate it.
Oh, God, I hate that. I hate this.
It's bad. It's, well, at least for my money, mm-hmm. it's really mm-hmm. bad. Relationship rehab coming up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Look at that. Just past 8 o'clock, 8:07, if we're going to be precise about it. On Thursday, the 26th day of June, 2025, she's Michaela Gordon, he's Adrian Hernandez. 7:02 day coming up in less than a week. The news broke earlier today. We are confirmed. 7:02 day will be kicked off by the mayor of the great city of Las Vegas, the one and only Shelley Berkley.
Okay.
Whiskey Stadium next Wednesday, 7:02 day, July 2nd, 7:02. Our area code, 7:02. A celebration of Southern Nevada, a celebration of you.
Yeah.
Yes. A celebration of us.
Yes.
Not a celebration of Reno.
No way. No.
Or California.
Absolutely not.
Or honestly, Arizona, stay out.
Yeah.
You guys, Utah maybe.
Don't even go
but
here.
Other than that. But only because I still want to get let into Duck Creek. So you know what
okay,
I'm saying?
Okay, so like, sorry. Yeah.
But it'll be fun. Whiskey Stadium across from Allegiant on Wednesday from 4 to 6 live broadcast. We'll do all the bits that we do on this show. We'll condense it down into 2 hours. And it'll all end with the world's shortest and the first ever 7:02 day parade. Because if you're going to do it, you got to have a parade.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to ask. Oh, maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. Do you like a parade?
Yeah.
My wife loves that stuff.
Yeah.
Rose Parade.
Macy's
yes. Thanksgiving Parade.
I don't even know if it's that I like it as much as it is just nostalgic, and I'm going for that alone.
4th of July Parade?
Never been.
The one out in Summerlin?
No.
I'm petty because they don't invite us to be involved. They invite others, but they don't invite us.
Well, I guess we're throwing
around. We're the smelly kids.
Why don't they invite us?
I just told you we're the smelly kids.
Is that the real answer? That sucks.
Oh, you thought I was just joking?
Yeah.
No, it's good. Yeah, they don't find us to be.
All right. Well, we're having our own parade.
I don't know. No, just it was funny. Somebody goes, and you know how social media can be. And they were like, 4th of July. Parades. And fireworks,
mm-hmm.
two of the most useless things that we've ever come up with in this country. Once you've seen one parade, you've seen them all. Once you've seen one fireworks display, you've seen them all. And it was like, who hurt you?
Yeah, dude, like, we're what? Just trying to have a little fun.
Now, I'm not so sure that I disagree with it. Like, I don't go out of my way for stuff like that, but I'm not against it.
Yeah.
Other people, I'm not, you're an idiot if you like, no. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How people get?
Yeah.
And this particular, you know what they need? They need a kazoo.
That's
what they need. They need a kazoo. Might need a tune-up.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a musical instrument for the 702 Day Parade, we got kazoos. Chet Buchanan Show kazoos.
Sure do.
Collector's item, not available in stores. We'll let you have yours for free just for showing up. As long as you're one of the first, 100 and some odd folks, because we only got so many.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll be fun. And tomorrow morning, if you'd like, right about 9:15, 9:30-ish,
mm-hmm.
done by 9:45, easy, we're going to do in the... So are we calling it Soundspace powered by Verizon, or are we just...
I don't know.
Okay, so we're going to show Michaela's video for the very first time, the world premiere of Michaela Gordon's
Lucky.
The video has been a couple of years in the works.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of her friends and family are going to be here. My wife's coming. Adrian, is Sire going to make an appearance?
We'll see.
Who would have known that the 6-year-old would be the one that
we'll still make discussion.
The 6-year-old is the hardest one to get pinned
down. We're negotiating with a 6-year-old.
And the one that people most want to see.
1,000,000%.
Star Wars week at camp, guys. And
He's not coming. Okay, so he's out.
All right.
No, he's out. Star Wars week.
Bring a couple lightsabers and we'll have a different discussion.
Baby Yoda young around.
You won't be here.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not.
With respect.
Yeah, right. Totally giving you a pass. Oh, by the way, if you need us to write you a note for work to come and hang out with us, Jay Stu... with his business, Bloomin' Blinds of Henderson. Bloomin' Blinds of Henderson. I'll say it again. Bloomin' Blinds of Henderson.
Yes.
They're buying breakfast. They're having it catered from Craft Kitchen in Henderson. So if you want to come by for breakfast, see the video and hang out for a minute, we'll write you a note for work if you need it.
Love it.
Please excuse.
I love that we have that authority. Well, Hugh, I love that we're like, Chet will write it for you. Don't worry. I'll
write you a note.
And then they'll go and be like, Chet Buchanan wrote this note
Great.
For me. I don't have to come to work.
Great.
The best.
Show it to him. See if it works.
You don't have to.
I'm not saying it'll work.
He's just saying I'll write it.
I need a minute before we can do relationship. I'm not kidding. I don't know. Just for the record, there's a part of me that goes, yeah, dude, just suck it up. But can you come back from that ever?
Ugh.
She got him a great gift. He freaking hates it. We'll talk about
Anxiety.
It next.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
For a Saturday night show, too. That's pretty cool. Saturday, September 13th, Resorts World. Janet Jackson. Thanks to our friends at AEG Presents. Caller number 25 at 702-364-9898. I may be overplaying this, but...
I'm telling you, I don't know what this story is, but I'm stressed because you're stressed.
I'm stressed.
I don't
normally
see
you tell?
This way. Yes. I'm like, what is it that could be this bad?
This is so... It is, but it isn't. But I'm... Here's the other thing, too. I asked Marcus if he wanted to come on. And he was like, no, I can't. And I said, well, this could be bad for your relationship. And he's like, yeah, I don't care. Because I said, you want me to change your name? You want me to change details? What do you want to do? He was like, nope, tell it. He goes, it has to be told. I got to face up to this eventually.
Okay.
And I said, well, brother, good luck to you. I grew up in SoCal. I'm a multi-generation Dodger fan, like huge. I always wanted an authentic jersey, but I could never justify spending that much money. You know, what are they, like $250?
Jerseys are expensive.
Like, well, yeah. The authentic ones can range over like $400 or $500.
Right, but yeah. How much was that one you bought for your dad?
$180.
So like $200
yeah.
to get it and
it's
get
a
it,
lot.
Put the name on it and all that.
Yep.
My girlfriend just got me one for my birthday. It's the real thing. She even had it customized. On the face of it, it was beyond what I could ever ask for. The only thing is, she had her name put on the back with the number one on it. Initial reaction, Michaela.
I'm wondering if I heard you right.
Her name.
Uh-huh. On the back of this jersey.
Number one. So, she thought it was super cute and that I would love it. I don't. You have to be joking. Capitalized, have. You have to be joking. An amazing gift. Ruined. I thanked her a bunch. Told her we needed to make sure nothing happened to such a great present. So I put it on a hanger and hung it in the closet. Now she sees that the Dodgers AAA team, Oklahoma City, remember we were talking about that?
Yeah.
She saw, and they're doing the Reyes de la Plata game, you know, with the special jerseys and everything, the skulls.
Yeah.
With the skulls, they do it every year at the Aviators.
Mm-hmm.
She saw that the Dodgers AAA team is coming to play the Aviators next week, and now she's all wound up about going to a game so that I can wear my sweet jersey to show my love for her. And my Dodgers.
Oh, my God.
Her play on this, if I'm reading between the lines, her play on this is that, well, it's the two things you love the most in the world, me and the Dodgers. You know, whatever her name is, Cammy, you know, whatever. And that's Cammy, number one.
Man.
Marcus says, there is no effing way I can go out in public wearing that thing. Do I have to?
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say.
Okay, good. It's not just me. But I go back back and forth. At first, I went, no, you don't, because it's dumb. But then, well, she spent $200.
Yeah.
Spent a couple hundred bucks. She spent a couple hundred bucks. She loves it. She loves it. She thinks that you would love it. And honestly, bro, this could be your relationship. Your relationship may hang in the balance right now.
I'm just trying to think, if I got my dad the Eagles jersey and put his wife's name on it, would he be livid or would he like it? I mean, people love their sports teams.
Yeah, but woof. I have many.
Yeah.
Let's talk this out. 702-364-9898 right now. And caller number 25, you get the Janet Jackson tickets. Holy.
Woo!
And I have a... On the other hand, this is why I'm flip-flopping all over the place.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Perfectly imperfect. 98.5 KLUC.
Can I tell you the coolest thing that may have happened ever? Sidebar with the relationship rehab right now?
Yes.
702 day may actually happen. You know what I mean? Like, this might be something cool.
Oh, it is.
Well, but you never know, right? You never know. Until it actually takes place.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy Inkirika Azuka over at Fox 5.
Love her.
Would you be interested in coming on my show to talk about the inaugural 702 day? Bring Michaela.
Ah! We love her.
I know. I love her so much.
We love her.
She's the best. Teehee.
That's so cute.
Promise you didn't. I was going to reach out and ask them if they would be maybe willing to help us promote.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe send a camera on Wednesday. And Kira could just.
The people get it.
Part of that, though, I feel like she might feel like she owes me one, because she was the other day talking about how she's getting into doing chin-ups. And I said that I thought we might have an extra chin-up bar at our house, which, because you can tell by me. You could tell from me that obviously that thing got used a lot.
I know, that's right. Mm-hmm. You're natural beauty. You don't need that.
Well, you're sure. And then I found out that my wife gave it to her best friend already. So I let her down. But I think just for the effort, I think Inkirika felt like maybe, you know, she'd throw her friend a bone.
Yeah.
On that.
Oh, it's so great. Yeah.
All right. Well, look for us on TV soon. I'm going to try and weasel it in tomorrow. If I got us on at 10:30 tomorrow, would you be willing to ditch your family?
I know there's something else I'd have to ditch work related. Let's talk off air. We'll figure it out.
No, I know. I was just trying to pin you down.
Don't do that.
All right. Marcus in Aliante grew up in SoCal, big time Dodger fan, goes back generations. Him, his dad, his grandpa, probably might even go back one more. He always wanted an authentic jersey. They're a couple $100. He could never justify spending that kind of dough. His girlfriend just got him one for his birthday. It's the real thing. She had it customized. It's not cheap.
No.
Amazing, right? Here's the issue. She had her name put on the back with the number one on it. She thought it was super cute and that he would love it. If I'm reading between the lines, he didn't say this, but I'm guessing, because I'm trying to think, why would you do that?
Yeah.
And he may have left out the part, I'm guessing, again, it's the two things. Well, you love the Dodgers and you love me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's marking her territory. You know?
Yeah, but
she's marking her territory a little bit.
At what cost, sis?
Oh. Well, he goes, you have to be joking. An amazing gift, ruin. He hates it. He tried to kind of bury it in the closet. Like, ooh, we don't. You know, I was my initial as I was reading through it, my first blush was, great, bro. Have it framed. Get somebody to get it signed for you. Find somebody that can get it signed for you.
That's a solution.
You know, and get it framed with the Doyer part. You know, the front part.
Yeah, smart. That's really smart, actually.
And then you can hang it in your house and it's awesome.
Never have to wear it.
Right. But he was like, let's make sure make sure nothing happens to this. So they put it on a hanger, hung it in the closet. She sees that the baby Dodgers, the Comets, the Oklahoma City Comets, Dodgers AAA team, are coming to play the Aviators next week. And now she wants to go to the game and have him and she wants him to wear it. And he's like, I can't go out. The quote is, she's all wound up about going to a game so I can wear my sweet jersey, show my love for her and my Dodgers. There's no effing way I can go out in public wearing this thing. Do I have to? Where are we starting, Adrian?
We start with Yvonne, line four.
Yvonne, line four. Oof. Yvonne. I can't even get the word. I can't even get the words out. Does he have to wear that thing?
No, he should not have to wear it.
Why?
I feel like, she's marking her territory. I just think that was a little bit over the top. It's a gift for him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was really sweet. It's a great gift. It's costly, really sweet. But I just felt like that was wrong for her to do that. That's
sure.
Like forcing him to do that. Yeah, no.
Yeah, she made it about her.
She did
make it about her. Which, you know, oops.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Yvonne, have fun at Janet Jackson. Clear out Saturday, September 13th. You're going to Resorts World.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm 1 million. But I'm serious as a heart attack right now.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I love you guys. Michaela, you're so funny.
Love you. Thank you. I'll pay you after the show.
Hang on 1 second. Okay. Now, let's go there. Line five. Miss Robin.
Hi.
So this is where I'm leaning. Why do you say he's got to wear it?
Okay, number one, thanks, babe. Best gift I ever got. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it's a minor game, not the majors.
Ah.
He could go buy her a knockoff one with his name on it. They could be twinsies. And then he can save up and get his own jersey, which, does he plan to wear the good one? Like, if he gets the one that he wants, does he plan on wearing it and ruining it?
The very funny Michaela Gordon, as noted by Yvonne moments ago, is looks like she's about to throw up. She she's shaking her head. She's like her lips are pursed. Okay, let's go back to the other side. Michaela, why not? Thank you, Robin.
I am not a big sports girly. We know this.
Right.
But I know how my dad is obsessed with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
it wouldn't matter whose name or who it was. He would only want his. He's so proud to be from Philadelphia. He loves the Eagles. Yep. They gave him his best memories. He loves my stepmom. But having his own name on the back brings him so much pride. That's yep. his name.
We He's talked a about
part
it.
Of the team.
We talked about it. I said, you actually, put Rocky G on there.
Yeah, because I was thinking maybe I'll put dad from his kids.
Right.
And it was genuine.
And it's nice.
Having a rough time. It's nice. And then you were like, no, do his name. And then when I thought about it, I was like, yeah, it's his name. It's camaraderie. It's like, you don't have to get it. You just have to understand that's what he likes.
And that's what you and pretty much everybody who knows him calls him.
Yeah.
Rocky G, right?
Yeah. I call him Rocky G.
Right. Well, so do I.
Yeah,
and
you do.
You know, and really, that's all.
The American people. Right. Me, you, and the
okay,
people.
So I want to slide back. Okay. Cherie, why are you not wearing this thing?
Oh, I only wear my player. I wouldn't wear my own name. I want my player on my shirt.
Okay, fair. Okay, that's another side to it. Cat on line five. Cat, you say don't wear it.
Yeah, I wouldn't wear it because I agree. Like, it's usually people like to wear their player's name,
sure.
their favorite player's name.
Sure.
And, you know, and she may not have meant anything by it. She may have just thought that, hey, you know what? I'm trying to be really sweet. And she's not a sports person. But if you're not a sports person and you're not sure, maybe ask people for advice before buying it.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, because they're so expensive. Maybe
who knows? Who knows, though? She might have talked to her girlfriends. Oh, it'd be cute. It'd be great. Okay.
Probably not a good choice to do that.
Now, let me throw this out there. This is where I go back and forth. I agree with all of that. Okay. It's one day. It's one time. You wear the jersey. You wear it. You go to the game. It's 3 hours. Who's going to see you? Why? I mean, now, and if he's going, well, what if my boys... They'll never let him hear the end of it, but what would you rather have? Your loving girlfriend. Your loving girlfriend who just spent $200 on the jersey, wear the stupid jersey. But I can't fully commit, but my thought, where's Johnny Eck? Johnny Eck, talk me through this. Our buddy Lisa Johnny Eck.
A therapist.
You're her and Bridget Magnus, the voices of reason. Okay, now, I am starting to lean towards wear the stupid jersey one time. Who cares who sees you? You don't know these people. You don't owe them anything.
No. I want to tell you, I'm driving to work, and literally when you said she put her name on it, I went,
oh. Uh-huh.
Horrified. I am a sports person, but I would never buy my husband a jersey with my name on it. Like that, first of all, give her the jersey and say, I love this gift. Here, you have this great jersey so we can go and I'd buy myself one with my favorite player on the back. Like, I can't believe she put her name on it. I am horrified.
Right, but okay, so Josh, hearing what Lisa just said, why are you still on team wear the jersey?
All right. First of all, Jay, by the way, I'm his boss. So Maddie got on earlier, and she's very upset right now. But
Will we recover? Will we recover from this?
We will recover.
Tell her we love her. I didn't mean anything by it.
All right, for sure. I would say you have to wear the jersey. I mean, you have to wear the jersey. Even if it's just for one day, wear it that one time. Like they said earlier, it's a minor league game, right? And you're setting the mood for date night, right? You wear that jersey after you get sleep again. You know, it's gonna she'll me wear the jersey.
Thank
by
you, babe.
Night.
Yeah, that's right. And then we all know. Again, tell Maddie we love her. Although, but remind her that she did lose.
Famous
football boyfriends.
Bridget got in first.
Yeah,
Bridget got in first. But we love Maddie, and I was just joking. We love her.
Yeah, I will.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
My sister just texted me. I would never wear a jersey that your brother got my name on.
Josh, what was your what's your business? Who knows?
Yes.
Thank you for your work. We appreciate you. everybody. Oh, they already cut him off. They cut him off. Wait, yeah. Did we lose everybody? Why'd we? Who hit the dump button?
Uh-oh.
I may have done it on accident.
All right. Well, okay, that's it for the phone calls.
Yeah. I'll say, though.
Sorry, guys.
My sister-in-law texted me. She said, if your brother got me a jersey with his name on it, and she's an Eagles girl, she would not wear it. No way. Blasphemous.
Fair. Oh, yeah. One final thought.
You also brought up loving girlfriend. I would question the love if you knew me so much and you didn't know who my favorite player was and you spent all that money. I'd feel a little bit offended. I was like, do you pay attention at all? Like, if you got me a Lakers jersey and you got me the guy on the bench and you didn't give me LeBron, I'd be like, what is this? That's just the perspective I have.
Yeah, I hear you. I totally hear you. And, but she's trying to connect. You know what I mean? She's trying to connect.
Oh, she's darling, I'm sure. But
if you refuse to wear, you're going to have a hard discussion. If you refuse to wear this jersey, if you go, I'm not. Okay, I'm ready to go. Where's your jersey?
I've lost a relationship over this. Should have brought that up earlier, huh? But yeah, I lost a relationship from it. I got a gift and I was like, you are not paying attention. This is crazy. Why would you give me this?
Well, that's fair.
And mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Yeah.
No, that's fair.
Yeah. Would you wear the jersey?
Well, it wasn't specifically a jersey. It was an item. It cost a lot of money.
Right. Yeah. But we get no. I get it. I get it. Yeah. I probably would. I'm trying to think if my wife did that, which she would. She would never.
Yeah.
Never. That's why we're married.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if she did, no. I think you know what this is like. This is like, daddy, I got you. You know what I mean? If your kid brings you a gift, it's the greatest thing you ever got. You're not a mom yet.
Get rid of that kid. Not good. Just
the hand turkey. The hand turkey's going on the fridge. You know?
Yeah.
I can't. We could do this all day. We got
normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chip Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, my God. I didn't tell you. Remember how when we were talking about you were having trouble sleeping?
Yeah.
And I told you once a year it happens?
Yeah.
Tuesday night.
No.
I woke up at 10:30 like it was time to get up.
Uh-huh.
And then I had a bunch of stuff on my mind. And I just started, and it took over.
Oh, it's the worst.
And I couldn't get rid of it.
What'd you do? Did you get up out of bed, or you just laid there?
I was about to, and instead I laid there. And you know, I have two ways of getting back to sleep.
Yeah.
Either A, I just give into it, and I say, I'm going to just watch TV, and then bye.
Totally.
Or B, I'm watching TV, and I go, okay, it's a commercial, and I just shut my eyes. And the rule is you got to shut your eyes all the way through the commercial.
Uh-huh.
And then usually I fall asleep.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was up a while on Tuesday.
Oh, it's the worst, dude.
Secondary question, which leads us into the thing. Do you get nightmares?
No.
I never get nightmares either. Rarely.
Rarely.
Rarely, rarely. Well, if you're a person who does, my wife has lately, and I'm not sure what the deal is.
Lisa gets my fiancé the night terrors.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, a new study coming out of England found that people who have a lot of nightmares, it's bad for your health. They tracked people for almost two decades. Sorry, I feel bad about doing this story now. And the ones who had nightmares at least once a week were three times more likely to die
before
the age of 70 because they found that lots of nightmares makes you age faster.
I mean, listen, you have anxiety while you're awake and then you're having anxiety while you're asleep. There's no time for the rest.
Nightmares lead to prolonged elevations of cortisol,
mm-hmm.
which is that stress hormone that's closely linked to faster cellular aging.
Yes.
So you get wrinkly and old and then, so yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you do. Do you go get help?
I don't know.
Does she go to therapy for it?
I know. Your wife? Huh. But she's going to, right now.
Maybe she should.
Going to call
her. Maybe she should.
Got insurance.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go. Did you know there's a scale of close encounters. You know when people say they've seen a UFO?
Yeah.
They call that a close encounter?
Yes.
Back in the day, there was a movie called Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and it took over America. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
A close encounter of the first kind is seeing a UFO. A close encounter of the third kind is seeing an alien. Close encounter of the fourth kind is being abducted by aliens. And close encounter of the seventh kind is doing it with an alien.
Oh.
And I love it. The people that said that they, you know, seventh kind. No, they didn't.
Right.
You can't even on this planet, on somebody else's, with somebody from another planet, stop it. All of a sudden, they're going to find you attractive. You're the one. Come on. By the way, do you know why the Oscars are called the Oscars?
No.
Or no one does. No one actually
really?
Knows. No one actually knows how the Academy Awards started being called Oscars. Now, before you Google and start sending me stuff, just know that that's all speculation.
Nobody
actually knows.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. Crazy enough that that's how we're going to end the show.
Yeah!
We're going to get out of here. Hey, listen, don't forget, tomorrow morning at about 9:30, our buddy Jay Stu, Bloomin' Blinds in Henderson, catered craft kitchen in Henderson breakfast, and we've got breakfast for 50-ish, and we're going to show Michaela's. It's so funny, you blush ever so slightly.
Do I?
About it. Sometimes. Yeah. Like right now.
I know, I feel it in my face. Now I am.
Michaela's song, Lucky. We're going to world premiere the video, which obviously does you no good on the radio, but we're going to play the song and have instant reaction from her family and friends, and from you, the P1s, that will be here. If you want to come and join us, is my point. If you want to come and join
please.
Us, we're basically at Warm Springs in Tenaya, 215 and Rainbow exit. We're kind of, if you know where they're building the new Costco, we're kind of behind that a little bit. And we'd love to see you around 9:30 tomorrow morning.
Would love that.
Okay? And if you're at the Aces game tonight, come by and say hi. I meant to say this earlier. If you do come by and say hello, though, If you think that I might be writing, can you please not? Hey, Chet, and like slap me on the shoulder.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Everybody does it. It's the funniest thing. And I love it.
Yeah.
And I love that. And I love that we're close enough.
You're
that we're
pals.
All close enough that you feel that you can touch me.
Yeah.
Without me knowing.
They love you.
And that's fine. And I welcome it. Doesn't bother me a bit.
No, just
except
writing.
For when I'm writing.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and then we'll see you tomorrow. Adrian!
Yes, sir. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio, plus brand new episode of Unlikely, available on that free Odyssey app and YouTube.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, and I'll be at Fountain Blue tonight.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, and follow us at 985KLUC. Follow me at Chet Buchanan, C-H-E-T-B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. Tell somebody you love them that you haven't told in a while. You never know the impact that it'll have. Be a friend to somebody who doesn't have a friend. Put some good out in the world. Spread some love and kindness, woo! Will ya? And we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.